firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today, this Friday, June 19, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, text me, 231-360-5140. Text me, Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I will send you the link to her website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. You heard in the news, GruberHealth.com. That website is about Steve Gruber, the morning show guy. Well, when you go to that website, she thinks you heard about it from the news. She tracks her advertising. If you go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, she knows that you heard about it during my show with the interview we do with her every Friday. Text me. You all have my number stored in your phone, 231-360-5140. Text me, Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I'll send you a link to TruckerRandyHealth.com and the phone number. The phone number is the way to schedule the appointment. It's the easiest way to get through to her. If they don't answer the phone, they're busy. She's got about five staff members at the office Monday through Friday, but sometimes they're on the phone talking to other people. Leave them a message at 269-964-4044. Tell her you heard her on Trucker Randy's show and you'd like to schedule an appointment. She'll call you back. Folks, this will change your life. It's changed mine. I'm going to be 69 in January, and I swear I feel like I'm 40. This has given me my health back, my range of motion. I'm sleeping better. I'm off all of my medications. I don't take anything. Before I met Missy, I was on blood pressure and cholesterol reduction because the blood draws from the doctors said my cholesterol was high, blood pressure was high, a lot of things was off, my sugar was high, pre-diabetic almost. I was going down that path. Within 4 months and 4 days, I lost 80 pounds, and it's been off ever since. And yesterday, I went to Culver's. I had a fried cod three-piece dinner with French fries, coleslaw. I had a iced tea. And when I was done, I got two scoops of chocolate custard with hot fudge and brownie bits. Got on the scale this morning, and I gained a half a pound, 0.5, half a pound after eating all that crap at Culver's last night. Miss Vicky had a county commissioner's meeting. I was on my own for dinner, and I said, I'm going to splurge. I was coming back from Petoskey. I stopped in Charlevoix at the Culver's and sat outside in the sunshine. Get up this morning, and I gained a half a pound. Today, I'm drinking water, flushing my system. I'm going to have some cottage cheese and some yogurt and some beef sticks for lunch. And then I'm going to have a normal dinner tonight, probably chicken, grilled chicken breast, and green beans. Tomorrow morning, I'll get on the scale, and I'll lose a pound and a half. I know my body. I know what I can eat. You learn this going through this program with Missy and her health coaches. They call you, and they talk to you every single week. They tell you what to eat. They give you the metabolic formula drops, The weight comes off, the metabolism kicks in, and you just will not believe how fast it comes off. Forget all this other weight loss crap that's out there. This works. The other stuff doesn't. You've heard the commercial. I have absolutely yo-yo dieted my entire life. You need to absolutely give them a call. So with that, text me, Missy. I'll send you the link to TruckerRandyHealth.com and the phone number 269-964-4044. Call right now just to schedule a conversation. For 4th of July, she's taking 25% off the cost for my listeners. You need to do this. Absolutely. Last short little story from Lansing. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer just took a absolute beating on social media over that data center, the shovel in the ground, ribbon cutting ceremony, Saline Township. Well, Senate Democrats came to her rescue. After being scrutinized publicly for attending a controversial data center groundbreaking, the governor is encouraged, quote unquote, by the Senate Democrats' bills proposing stricter mandates on water use, energy contracts, and labor agreements. Yesterday afternoon, multiple Senate Democrats hosted a press conference introducing Senate Bill 1046, 47, 48, 49, and 50, 51, as well as Senate Bill 762 and 763. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bills. These bills would reform and include a ban on public officials entering non-disclosure agreements with data center developers. The Michigan Public Service Commission, the state's utility regulator, must receive yearly reports on the data center's water use, total energy consumption, based on gigawatts. And the bill set up a new 10-year permit development process where they must seek the facts about whether or not they will use more than, listen to this, 550,000 gallons of water per day. Data centers could not use more than 2 million gallons of water per day per the bills. Also, when it comes to labor, the legislation mandates that workers be paid prevailing wages, which means union scale, reflecting what the local union agreements get for that area. Also, the facilities must host registered apprenticeships and interns. This is government. This is Big Brother telling private sector companies what they have to do. Senate Democrats' press conference ended around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. The governor's press release was just issued right before 4 p.m., even though she's out of the country. At 4 p.m., the governor said, quote, "It is extremely important that we have a strong framework in place to put Michigan in the lead on data centers and keep us competitive for transformational projects," said Governor Whitmer. "That means ensuring any company that wants to call Michigan home creates the jobs they promise, powers their facilities with clean energy." Clean energy? Oh my God, really? You want data centers to produce that kind of power with solar panels, wind turbines? Ensures Michiganders don't foot the bill for the energy, protects our air, land, and water for future generations. Oh my God, these people are insane. She hit every single major concern, and she's going to solve it with clean energy. How about their own on-site mini nuclear power plant? What about them using a powering system that requires them to burn natural gas to generate the electricity that they need on site? Whitmer having only 196, thank you God, Jesus, days left in her final year as governor, Whitmer said she will be encouraged by the legislature's ongoing conversations. Let's keep working together to set an example for the country on data centers, end quote, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer, presidential candidate 2028. Set an example for the country on data centers? Yeah, she's not running for president. No, she's not interested in that. What a load of crap. Earlier this month, Whitmer attended the groundbreaking for the Oracle Stargate Data Center in Washtenaw County. The project spent months being struck by local opposition, capturing opposition from surrounding conservatives and progressives in the state. Both sides of the aisle, conservatives and leftist progressives, hammered her on social media. Multiple opponents feared they were being left in the dark about what the water and energy consumption would be of this new data center. They were as well about possible impacts on electricity bills, takeover of farmlands, and also the potential threats to the Saline River. While leading the press conference from the Senate Democrat side, Senator Rosemary Baer, a Democrat from Keego Harbor, who opposed sales and use tax exemptions for data centers that were passed back in 2024. Question, Senator Baer, who had control of the governorship, the House, and the Senate in 2024? Oh, that's right. It was you Democrats. Well, prior to becoming a legislator, Baer worked for a technology company in Oakland County, providing software solutions for nonprofit companies. Her statement is very clear. These data centers hold thousands of computers for storage in their buildings, and there are hundreds or thousands of acres large, Baer said. On the other hand, more than half of the adults in the United States using artificial intelligence today. We're almost dependent on it already, and it's just come out within the last year. Most people don't realize that almost every single day, everybody uses AI. If you do any search, if you play games, if you do anything on the internet. This is why they presented these bills yesterday. Unrealistic. Let's see where they go in the House. Let's see if they get past there. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This ridiculous package of bills is nothing but political theater on behalf of the Democrats in the state Senate. These do not have a snowball chance in heck of passing in the House. And they are so overburdensome with regulations and governmental mandates that no company on planet Earth would even want to come to Michigan under these bills if they get passed. You see, one thing you have to understand, Democrats are of the mindset that government must do something. When they see a problem, I don't care what it is, the Democrat mentality, the liberal brain thinks government needs to step in and do something. No, no, it doesn't. Common sense and practical solutions through competition in the private sector, called capitalism, needs to be done in a way where a company can come in and say, I'm going to build a data center in Lapeer, Michigan, right off of US 24 in Lapeer County, right off of 69. I'm going to buy up an entire square mile of a farm, 640 acres, and I'm going to build a data center. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the underground water aquifers because it's so close to Lake Huron. I know that if I drill wells down 400, 500 feet, I'm going to hit an ocean of fresh, clean, cold, 52-degree water. And I'm going to pull that water up through the ground, and I'm going to use that 52-degree groundwater to cool my data center. And after it goes through cooling coils and small fans, not only will I cool the building, but I will cool the computers. And when I'm done, I will put it back into the ground to go back into the underground water aquifers where I'm not going to consume any water. I'm only going to use it. And put it back down there. It may be a little hotter. It might be going back in at 58 or 60 degrees, but by the time it goes through the rock, the sand, everything, 400 feet, it'll hit the aquifer and it'll be just fine. I'm also going to generate my own electricity on site. I'm going to use natural gas. It's clean. Its byproduct is basically water and CO2, which for every atom of carbon, it puts two oxygens into the atmosphere. And oh, by the way, our trees and plants uses CO2 to grow. Because I learned that in science, basic biology, when I was in the ninth grade, photosynthesis. And also, any energy that I don't consume for my data center, when I don't have high peak demands, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to give electricity that my data center is not using into the electric grid. I'm going to give everybody in Lapeer County basically a 50% reduction in their electric bill, because I'm going to generate so much electricity that I don't use in my data center. I'm going to put it into the grid specifically for my community where my data center is approved to be built. I won't take any electricity from the grid. I will not be paying an electric bill because I'm going to generate my own electricity. And anything I don't use, I will give to the community as being a good neighbor. That's what Elon Musk does on his projects. That's what any common sense business person would do if you want to build a data center in these communities. I will take no federal grants. I will take no state grants. I will pay property taxes on the land and my building. And oh, by the way, the probably 50 to 100 employees that I'll have maintaining and running the data center, they will be buying homes in your community. They will be getting a paycheck, and they will be buying stuff at your local stores, grocery stores. They'll be sending their kids to your schools, and they will be attending your churches on Sunday. That's how you build a data center. And oh, by the way, you know all your package of bills you Senate Democrats put forward? Take them and shove them. I'm not going to give you annual reports on nothing because I'm a responsible, conservative businessman, and I will conserve water, generate electricity, service my community, and be a good neighbor. Now, if you pass these bills, I'm not building my data center in Lapeer County. It's that simple. I'm not going to jump through your stupid Democratic hoops. That's what needs to be done with these data centers. If I was a gazillionaire and I was going to build a data center, that's exactly how I would do it. And I would be out there at every single public meeting I could, talking to the public and telling them what I'm doing. They'd want me to build that data center. They need me. We're done for the week. We go back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Happy Father's Day, you fathers. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11, Sundays from 8 to 2.